Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Bam, we're live. Welcome to the show. Congratulations to Colt Mertens and Jake Berman. And most importantly, the Barbell Spin for having an amazing showing. What a fun thing to do. The evolution of CrossFit is happening in the media space. Colton and Jake had a war over at the Barbell Spin. Over 1,000 people watched it live. I'm sure it'll have over 10,000 views when it's all said and done, maybe more. Colton's performance was absolutely insane, as so was Jake's. We had a 319 for Colton and a 340 for Jake. We are at CrossFit.
It's New Cove CrossFit.
New Cove CrossFit.
Yep.
Would have been nice if I would have asked that ahead of time. We're at New Cove CrossFit, home of Tim Murray, the 2023 fittest man on the planet in the short stature division. He will also be doing 100 over the bar burpees. Is that what they're called?
Bar-facing burpees.
Bar-facing burpees that happen to be over a bar. He will be the time will be world class. We have seen a video of him doing it in short spurts, 20 seconds and 30 seconds. If he can hold that pace, he will beat Colton Mertens. Now, the question is does he have the tank, the gas tank? Is that the word you used? Is that the word we used, John Young, the gas tank?
Miles per gallon. MPGs. Miles,
MPGs.
Yeah, like also, Tim the Tank Murray.
This show... See, this show is brought to you by CA Peptides, the most relevant sponsor in the CrossFit game space. Tim is not on peptides, just as a disclaimer. But they will be giving him $1,000 if he breaks the time. But listen, every cent you donate today during the show will be added up by our Chinese accountant, Judy Reed. So you know it will be done meticulously, and she will then give us a number at the end, and all of those proceeds will go to Tim to help him pay for his extravagant hotel room at the CrossFit Games in 2024. The information and content provided here are available to makeovers only and are not intended as or to be considered substitute for
professional medical advice, diet, surgery. Views and opinions expressed do not reflect those of medical professionals or the medical community. Duh. This is called Melanotan 2. It's supposed to accelerate tanning, and it's also supposed to increase sexual arousal. And I think that the second one is actually more of a side effect than it is the main goal. Everybody wants to know how to reconstitute these things. Remember, the first thing is that you need the bacteriostatic water. Second thing that you need to do is you are constantly using these alcohol swabs. Now here's the thing, you got two separate needles. Never reuse the same needle. So what I'm gonna end up doing is I'm gonna put 2 milliliters of water into there. It's just sucking the water in there. Yeah, I'm not doing that. That's how you know that the peptides are good. Now, I'm insane, so I like to re-sterilize the top of it. I just put the pad on there, and I just twist it. And I'm just gonna go right here, right next to my belly button. So I pull this out, put the tip in. Yeah, just the tip. So there's no air bubbles in there, so you give it a flick, the bubbles rise to the top. Pull this out, and then I just stick it in my stomach right there. Very slight little pinch. It's like the world's smallest bee. It doesn't even matter. I'm done. Just like that.
I'm just gonna mute Tim just for a second. CA Peptides, capeptides.com. You can go over there. You can use code word Hiller. I would say code word Sevon, but it's so much easier to remember Hiller get any
1H.
One H, two L's. Thank you, Andrew. Any relevant discounts. I don't know if it's free shipping or you get a free bottle of the static water or what it is. But head over there. They, like I said, they are giving $1,000 if Tim ties or beats Colt Mertens' time. Also, like I said, this is not a free show. To watch this costs $1 to $1,000, depending on how much you donate. Oh, my God. Damn.
That was a bunch of colors just rolled in there.
Look at that. For tater tot. Look at the money pouring in. Holy cow. Now, listen, this guy is going – we are going to see – this guy might puke. If you want to see Tim live, now this is the most important thing. If you want to see Tim live on September 19th through the 22nd, he will be defending his title at the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center in San Antonio, Texas. That is the CrossFit Games for the Adaptive Division. It's put on by Wheel Wad. And just to give you a little peek at what type of performances you'll see there, we have a video for you. Thank you. Content. Wow. We are minutes away. Minutes. Three, eight. 8 minutes away from watching Tim Murray try to. He's not going to try. He's going to go as hard as he can. Tim, what's the plan? Like, have you mentally? Have you had a talk with yourself about going to the dark spot?
Oh, that's where I plan on going. It's always that dark spot. Just trying to not remember what I'm doing, forget about it, and just go.
Do you have a mantra or anything when things get weird?
Just fuck around and find out.
What did you watch Jake and Colton go?
I did, yeah.
Let me see. I got to mute one of these.
Fuck those nerds. You're going to smash them.
Do you think that was beneficial watching them go?
Yeah. Kind of like see how they do it and, you know, figure out how a plan of action for me. See what I got to go up against, which is nice.
Hey, is this iPad on the left? Is that our high-tech clock?
That's our high-tech clock. Yep.
Okay. And then one of us, obviously you won't have the earpieces in when you're going. Do you have a counter there?
Like a counter, yeah.
Like a person, okay.
Yeah.
And then you guys in the comments, every time he does 10, someone in the comments should count and write 10, and then 20, and so we all know when we're watching, we're not high tech like the barbell spin and have a counter. So I need someone in the audience to do that. Now listen, if you're watching this, you need to donate at least $1, or you need to go somewhere else. Listen, because we're this money, and Tim doesn't even know this. He didn't ask for this. He's not doing this because of this. He's just doing it because he's a gamer. But I've decided that this costs $1, and then you're going to watch it, and then all the money that we raise will go to Tim's accommodations so he can get, you know, a nice room, a fancy room at a 5-star hotel when he heads over to San Antonio. John, the odds are stacked against him, aren't they?
I mean, Colton put down a pretty ferocious time.
Is Colton the very best in the world? Is there any man walking on the planet that you would just be like, yeah, that dude could beat Colton?
I think there are two people on the screen who could come within 10 seconds.
And that one of them is Tim Murray and the other one is Taylor Self?
Yeah.
Wow.
Could come within 10 seconds of Colton?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure you're not saying I could come within 10 seconds of Jake because I'm smashing everyone in the world.
Hey, calm down.
Colton included, bro.
Hey, Tim, what will be the limiting factor? Like if you start to, when you start to get to like 50, what will you feel first, physical or lungs?
Probably physical. I'll get kind of dizzy because it's like that dizzy bat spin almost. Like I'm so close to the ground that I'm just, it's quick turnovers. So trying to stay away from that.
To put it in perspective, it's one burpee every 2 seconds.
Okay.
The entire time.
Easy as that, John. Thanks for the save.
Yeah.
that's it. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Tim, have you set any treat for yourself? Do you play any psychological games with yourself? Like, are you like, hey, if I do this and I break this time, I'm going to have a root beer float after this, or I'm going to go to the strip club, or is there any like?
It's probably Grater's. We have a Grater's ice cream here. It's like local, so I'll probably go there if it's open still.
Okay, so you have given yourself a carrot, some light down tone. Look at you people, you rebels are donating 99 cents. You fucking rebels.
That's 1 cent too little.
Yeah, you refuse to obey. You refuse to obey. Judy Reed, our accountant, is adding up all of the donations. They are pouring in. We also had a donation come in last night. Listener Zeldney, I didn't even know you could random Zeld people. You ready for this, Tim? Mike Artunian yesterday gave $500 to you.
Jeez.
Thank you. So listen.
No pressure, Tim.
No pressure.
So listen.
Yeah.
Listen, when you're thinking about slowing down, remember people paid you to fucking hurt.
Yeah. No worries there. I got enough. I got the right people here to make sure I don't slow down.
Yeah, it's only 3 minutes of time. Taylor, thoughts. What are your thoughts on his chances of getting sub 4?
Honestly, I have no idea. I think seeing his burpees, I just think it's going to come down to a fitness thing. Like, you know, you said earlier, does he have the gas tank or not? Regardless, either way, he's going to smash himself. So it's going to be a ton of fun to watch.
We in the text thread that we're in, some people were popping off saying he has no chance, and then he put up the demo video, and everyone changed their tune. Is that correct? I mean, he showed us doing 20, and we were all like, "Oh shit, maybe there is a chance."
There's a chance. 100's a lot, though.
Yeah,
he's got the speed for sure.
But the ones he showed us looked perfect, right? There's no, I mean, those are perfect 20.
Smooth for sure, absolutely, super smooth. I think this is the thing. This is the thing to look at, or at least if you're watching the difference between Jake Berman and Colton, and you can see a similar thing if you go back and watch 24-1 me versus Dallin. The burpees to start are like, man, the pace is so close. But you watch Colton and he looks so smooth. And then you watch Jake and it's like a frantic pushing the pace type of energy you get from him. Same thing if you go back and watch me and Dallin, like my pace looks really smooth and Dallin just looks like he's frantically pushing. And that extra bit of energy just adds up a ton over 40, 50, 60 reps. So
you're saying the frantic isn't good. You're saying
frantic isn't good. Yeah. Stay smooth. You can be smooth and fast. And if you stay smooth and fast, you're going to be able to close hard just like Colton did. And that's the key.
All right, I also think you can prolong hurting with when you're smoother, like the amount of time that you can
hurt. For sure.
Were you going to say something, Andrew?
Yeah, Dallin Pepper said, "Say it to my face, Taylor."
I'll kiss you to your face, dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, this show is brought to you by CAPeptides.com. Use code word Hiller or Sevan to get, I don't know what you get, but you get something. And head over there. Without them, this would not be possible. They will be giving $1,000 to Tim Murray if he ties or breaks the time. This show does cost $1 to watch. If not, they will know that you didn't pay the dollar, because when you die and they bury you, your hand will stick up when they try to close the coffin door. And everyone will be like, "Oh shit, he didn't pay."
Yeah, Dallin, you hear that? I haven't seen Dallin pay his admit,
yeah, Dallin.
So. Dallin, where's your 99 cents, bro? Can you afford that?
Dallin's mom paid it. Okay. Andrew Hiller from Hiller Fit is up top. Down below, the bald guy is Taylor Self. Taylor Self versus the World Sentinel. John Young from JY Barbell. Matt Souza on the back end, the executive producer of the Sevan podcast. And we have Tim Murray, who you can see he's the defending CrossFit Games champion, world's fittest man in the short stature division. He's going to do 100 bar facing burpees. You can see him live September 19th through the 22nd. September 19th through the 22nd at the CrossFit Games 2024 Adaptive Division in San Antonio, Texas. Tim, we're ready when you are, buddy.
All right.
No insults right there.
Let me get these little bars out of the way real quick that I'm practicing with.
Was that appropriate to say little bars?
Yeah, I said it. So I'm
gonna watch it. Are those smelling salts there, Tim?
No, it's a push-up chalk.
Oh, damn. It's
chalk in a container.
You use chalk on the workout?
Look at Dallin Pepper.
Dallin Pepper,
the fittest man in America, is watching you and throwing cash at you.
All right.
Yeah, you know he had to connect his credit card to YouTube just for that. So
we have the fittest man in the world performing, and we in the United in the world, and the fittest man in America watching. Jody Lynn, thank you.
What a G. You're a good dude, Dallin. Dallin.
Dallin.
Great guy. An extra dollar for me, dude. I'm going to need it.
All right.
Here we go. Tim Murray, 2023. You can take the earplugs out. Yep. 2023.
Do you have a clock somewhere, Sevan?
I don't. Thanks for asking.
I'll start a fucking timer on my phone just in case we can't see that. Hold on. Let me.
Here, I got a timer ready as well, Taylor.
You got one?
Yeah, we could sync it if you want.
Too. So, and Tim, when you're ready, we're ready too.
Can somebody count out loud 10 to 1?
No, he's going to start. He's going to start the clock on his iPad.
Is that a 10-second countdown?
Yeah.
Okay, when you're ready, go for it.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
Let's go, Tim. Remember, don't be a bitch, Tim.
You're a fucking savage.
3, 2, 1. Here we go.
And we're off. 853 people watching live. Actually, more than that, since there's 5 of us watching live here on StreamYard.
Anyone got a count?
7.
8.
Yep.
10.
This is a good pace. He's doing
on
the
track
right.
After 10. He can't slow down, though. See the hop ones? He needs to stay with the hop ones. The step
yeah, one. That looks good.
Just so you guys know, at 1 minute, Colton had 30 burpees.
What's he at, John?
20, 21, 22.
Is it okay that I muted his mic?
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
That's 25, you're sure?
Six. Yeah.
Seven.
Okay, Sousa's counting.
Eight.
So he's three counter? Burpees behind Colton right now.
Nine.
Damn, 30. Look at Sousa's titties in the background. You guys can't see this live, but I'm telling you, Sousa looks good without a shirt on.
Matthew McConaughey body.
Yeah, I always like hearing what sort of music people listen to. Like, Berman had some Korn on. Not very often you hear that. It's intense.
Thank you, Ortega. Kenneth, thank you. 30, Cave Dasto, thank you.
39?
Yeah. 40.
40, good. Okay, okay. Come on, Tim.
He's on pace for 4 minutes right now.
That's decent. You know what? Next up, we got to have John do it.
Tim Murray's beating the fuck out of you, John.
At a minute 51, Colton had – or a minute 41, Colton had 50 burpees. So right here, Colton had 50 burpees.
Is that 50. What you said right there? Is that 50? I thought that was 50, yeah. 51.
So he's about 7 seconds behind Colton right now. The next marker is at 239. At 239, Colton had 75 burpees.
Hey, people.
Come
in the
on,
comments,
Tim. Push.
Tell me if we're on the
don't
right.
Don't think about anything count, else. Just fucking sure. Go. Stop, John. We're cheering Tim on. Let's go.
Yeah.
Nine. I think this is 60.
Dig. Come on.
61.
Since we're halfway through the show, it's 50 cents from here on out.
Two.
Get right to the ground, Tim. Let's go. Come on. God, I wish I was there yelling at him. I love to yell.
There we go. That was good.
Digging it.
That's okay. How many is he at?
65.
Come on, Tim.
67.
Yeah. He's about nine behind Colton.
Eight.
Right down. Right down. Let's go. Over and down. There you go.
That was better.
Over and down.
70.
There you go.
30 left.
Come on.
Two.
Five at a time. Five at a time fast. Let's
no,
go.
No, he's
got to
do 30 more straight. What do you mean five at a time?
Fuck you, Sevan. You don't know how to fucking shut up. Five at a time. Let's go. Let's go. That's
Jake Berman in the chat. The workout starts at 75.
This is critical, dude. When you get in a workout like this, you got to have micro goals.
80.
80.
Come on, let's go. Let's go.
Right now, Colton was done right
up.
There.
Hell yeah.
Go.
Three.
Jake Berman's time was 3:44.
Come on, Tim.
Four. Five.
Let's come go on. Right down. Right fucking down. Can you hear me?
87. Yeah, you can.
Let's go. Right down. Right down. There you go. Across 89. And down.
Okay, last 90. 10. Last 10.
I'm sweating.
I'm sweating too. Last 10. See if you can get sub four.
Come
let's
on.
Go.
Let's go,
let's
Tim.
Go. Let's
no rep. You touch the bar.
Come on.
God, you're an asshole.
Shut the fuck up, Biller. Go.
95.
Go. Come on.
Six.
96.
Over and down. Come on, dude.
Eight.
Don't on, pause at the bottom, Tim. Come on, buddy.
99.
Go.
Hundo.
One.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to go back to the other side of the bar and redo that rep, sir.
Make a video.
You got one more rep.
Taylor's making a video.
Tim. Hey, Tim.
Oh, shit.
Tim.
Come oh, shit.
Over there, dude.
You got to get over the bar.
414, baby.
99.
To be honest, that's crazy. He beat. Oh, he way beat my 100 burpee last chance time. And that's probably pretty comparable.
Damn. 414. Hey, and he looks pretty good.
Impressive. Now it's like 5 minutes almost.
I'm going to let y'all know something. I cannot beat that.
Let's see. He'll be putting his earpieces in soon. Remember, Tim does not know this, but we have a surprise for Tim. Sarah Cox has just texted me from California Peptides, and she says she doesn't care. She's giving him the $1,000 on top of whatever money we raised anyway. Thank you, Sarah. The information and content provided here are available to make over the phone and are not intended as or to be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, views, and opinions expressed, not like those of medical professionals or medical community.
Duh. This is called Melanotan 2. It's supposed to accelerate tanning, and it's also supposed to increase sexual arousal. And I think that the second one is actually more of a side effect than it is the main goal. Everybody wants to know how to reconstitute these things. Remember, the first thing is that you need the bacteriostatic water. Second thing that you need to do is you are constantly using these alcohol swabs. Now here's the thing, you got two separate needles. Never reuse the same needle. So what I'm gonna end up doing is I'm gonna put 2 milliliters of water into there. It's just sucking the water in there. Yeah, I'm not doing that. That's how you know that the peptides are good. Now, I'm insane, so I like to re-sterilize the top of it. I just put the pad on there and I just twist it. And I'm just gonna go right here, right next to my belly button. So I pull this out, put the tip in. Yeah, just the tip. Make sure there's no air bubbles in there. So you give it a flick, the bubbles rise to the top. Pull this out, and then I just stick it in my stomach right there. Very slight little pinch. It's like the world's smallest bee. It doesn't even matter. I'm done, just like that.
Just like that.
Hey, how many tally up that cash? Let's tally up that cash, Judy.
How many drug addicts do you think watch Hiller's video to learn how to shoot dope?
So that's how you do it.
We probably got a couple walking outside here right now. So
Jake Berman was in the chat, Tim. He said the workout started at 75.
75. Okay.
What do you think? What is that what you think?
It was probably closer to like 70. 65, 70.
Did you have anyone there telling you the time? Did you know where you were at? What kind of data? What kind of inputs did you have? Was the person counting out loud for you?
If they were counting every 10, which is how I prefer it, and I don't want to see the clock on these because I don't know. I don't want to know where I'm at and probably like rush myself and screw up. So I had no idea the time.
Hey, Tim, can you do me a favor? Tim, can you do me a favor? Take five steps backwards.
This way.
And go ahead and hop over the bar real quick.
Your time.
Dude, fucking, hey, send Hiller a dick pic for that.
If you guys want to see Tim Murray compete live, he will be at the 2024 CrossFit Games defending his title. That's September 19th through the 22nd in San Antonio, Texas. You can go to wheelwadgames.com to get more information. Any surprises, Tim? Anything?
I usually go like the same direction every time I do it. And so I threw a couple opposites in just to prevent myself from getting dizzy, which slowed me down. But I mean, I knew it was going to hurt kind of like right around that 50 mark. And honestly, once I hit that 65, 70, I knew it was all downhill. So I was able to, felt like I could pick it up. Not really any surprises though. We've been working on burpees quite a bit the past month or so, if not longer. So I was prepared for it.
Any inner talk that you remember, regarding quitting or, hey, there's a lot of people watching, or do you remember any inner talk that you were having during it?
Like right around that 70 mark, like my body felt like it was going to give up on me. But like you just said, I knew all the people there and everybody here watching, everybody on the line. I know, like, I don't know if my family's watching right now. It's past a lot of their bedtime. It's almost past my bedtime right now. So, but I mean, I just didn't want to quit because I did this for not just myself to prove everybody to everybody, but also like the whole adaptive games, like the whole adaptive community that we can compete with everybody else.
Well, you freaking killed it, man. 415, 414. Yeah. Nuts.
Did you hear me yelling, and was that annoying as fuck?
I couldn't hear.
You're just yelling in space.
I was yelling so hard, dude. I yell so hard.
I can't, I don't hear much like when I'm doing a lot of this stuff. I just zone out and go. I hear that one count every now and then, and that's about it.
Tim, I don't know if you heard. Sarah said she's giving you the $1,000 anyway. Go ahead and send me your Venmo.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and yeah. She's gonna send you the $1,000 anyway. capeptides.com. That's really fucking cool of her.
No, that is. I appreciate that. That's awesome.
And then Judy will give us a numbered minute. What do you mean by that when you did it for the whole adaptive community? You think that like that there's something to prove or a statement to make, like, hey, just because you're short stature, someone's missing an arm, that like a statement needs to be made?
Yeah, I mean, I'm 37 years old. I've been living this way obviously my whole life. And I walk around the store and people just sit and laugh and they point and make fun. And I'm like, you guys don't realize what I just got done doing. And it's nothing that you all look like. I mean, you're out here picking up 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Mountain Dew, and ice cream. And I'm like, you're clearly not going to be able to get a, do a burpee. You're going to fall down and ask for help. What's a life alert?
Life alert.
The life alert button.
Oh, my God, I can't get up.
God, your forearms look like meat hooks right now. Look at them. It's crazy, crazy vascular. Hey, so basically it's like, hey, there's a perception of people in the adaptive class that, you know, maybe it's like they feel sorry or that they, someone might think that they're better or that, or they think you're incapable. And so you do stuff like this, you get fit, but also you change the perception out there, not only of other people, but then other, there's obviously people in the adaptive community who aren't in CrossFit, who probably feel that perception and live up to it. And you're like, hey, you don't have to live up to it. You can go full throttle.
Exactly. That's like how I want to set things up. Like just kind of get the whole world to realizing we can do the same thing, just a little different.
Hold you live on the air. I think I proposed this idea to you and you didn't even flinch. You're just like, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Did you at any point afterwards when you got off the phone, like got phone, were like, wait, what?
No. Okay. When you asked me that day, I was like, yeah, let's do it.
And you were just game.
Yeah. I wasn't going to back down. I mean, I'd already committed right away. I don't know if I jumped the gun, but you know, it's something I've always wanted to do. Kind of why I started doing this was to, you know, just prove to the world that we can do it too.
4:14. Are you happy with that time? Like when you look at it, are you like, fuck, good job, Tim?
I'm not gonna lie, I did it last week and I did it in like 7:49.
Slight improvement.
Yeah. But I was also like trying to like use it as a time to kind of figure out different places that I kind of look when I jumped over the bar just so I could help like prevent some of the spinning. But
so wait a second. Were you shitting yourself today? Were you like, oh God, I'm going to embarrass myself. 7:49, dude, you cut that time in half.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't like overly concerned. I just knew once I got going, I had a little bit of a plan in place. I kind of fell apart and right away, but it's usually how all my plans work.
But, so you're a game day guy.
Yeah. I can plan all I want. Like as long as I have enough, like a little bit of a idea, like something to kind of fall back on when shit starts hitting the fan, then I'm fine. But I'd rather just kind of see what I have to do, have a just like a small mental note in my head about how I'm going to attack it, and then just go, because I know it's not going to really work out the way I wanted it to. But
I mean, well dude, crazy impressive, not just for short stature, not for adaptive, but for all of mankind. What a great example of a human being you are. Why did any part of you ever think when I asked you, hey, should we adjust the bar, make the bar lower, have you do a different burpee? You're like, no. I mean, you didn't even take a breath. Was that important to you?
Yeah, that was probably the most important part, was that it didn't get adapted you know, completely. I just wanted to do it the same way. That way everybody sees it and they're like, oh, okay, this is actually like legit now, not just, you know, doing a regular burpee or jumping over a line or PVC pipe. I wanted the whole thing, even if it may have slowed me down a little bit, but not really that much.
99.99% of people on earth can't do that in that time.
Correct.
Add another nine on there. Add another.
I would say just 100 burpees. 99.999
people. Yeah. Gmail Harrows can't do that.
Gmail Harrows can't do that. Absolutely right.
He definitely can.
Gmail Harrows cannot do what you just did.
Yeah, you know who I know can't do that is Mikey Swoosh. That's who I know can't do it. Yeah,
smash.
Oh, geez. Come on, Andrew. Come
if we
asked
him to do it, he would say no. I don't care if he can do it or not. If we asked him to do it, he would say no.
Erased him out of that picture. He had it coming.
Listen. Mikey Swoosh is always welcome on the show to try to break that record. By the way, these people are instrumental in the presentation of the CrossFit Games Equip Products. Mark and Dana Harris of Equip Products, they've been supporting the adaptive CrossFit athlete since 2016, often making adaptations even to the equipment for them. So although Tim does not need that, but thank you. And we appreciate you guys being here and supporting the show. Thank you.
That's awesome. Yeah, those are great people.
All right, dude. We'll have you back on the show, maybe for an interview or maybe for another challenge. If Colton wants to fuck around anymore and try to do some shit, we'll have you back on to bust him up. How are your handstand pushups?
Not really there.
Okay, we won't be doing that one.
Yeah, maybe not that one.
All right, dude. Stay tuned. I will be texting you later on this evening. If your phone's off, don't worry. I'll be asking you for your Venmo. I'll let you know what our. I'm starting to think we should have got. I should have had my wife do it. We needed a Jewish accountant. Judy's taking.
I had to guess shit. 400. Oh, I was wrong. Holy Sheesh. Hell!
Wow, we're at 678.10 plus 500 from Mike Artunian plus 1,000 from CA Peptide. So we're up over $2,000, dude.
Go buy a fucking one wheel, dude.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yes, sir.
That's dope.
That is awesome.
That's the fastest $2,000 you've ever made.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Four minutes.
I'm on a motorcycle with that.
Four minutes. Hey. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the inspiration, Tim. I'll be in touch. Talk to you soon, buddy. Thanks for coming on the show and making the Sevan podcast a better show. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
All right. Ciao, buddy.
Thanks, Tim.
Oh, and thank you to CrossFit Cove for letting us do the show with Tim Murray. Appreciate you guys. Woo!
That was awesome.
Dude, his internet was insane.
Yeah, pretty good.
And what beautiful. A freaking G, dude. I love that guy.
He's dope.
He's yeah, cool.
Cool ass freaking dude.
Fully game.
On Sentinel, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, why am I sweating? I'm sweating.
Dude, I got sweaty when I was yelling at him. I get so emotionally invested.
Hey guys, I want to tell you guys something. Not you guys. You guys in the chat. I don't know what the word is. I don't know if it's proud, but
pissed.
No, man. Every day someone fucking texts me about you guys or DMs me about you guys. People fucking love you guys. And it's oh my God, $795.97.
What?
Plus 500, plus 1,000. Every day someone texts me or DMs me about you guys saying how amazing you guys are. Every time I have a fucking guest on, someone's like, oh my God, my DMs filled with people with support from your show. And I wish somehow I could share, like I walk around the rest of the day thinking I'm the king shit because it's my show. But I wish I could tell you how excited and how proud you make me and the backbone you give me. Even Jake Berman, who was on the other day, I heard him express it on the Barbell Spin show. He was so excited about the love you guys gave him after the show was over. So I want to tell you, it's not lost on me. And I'm not exaggerating. It is every day I get a DM or a text saying, wow, the audience on your show is amazing. So thank you. It's cool that, that we're able to just all rally together. Oh shit. Look at this. Look at other people. Look, you're being audited, Judy. We got 896.
Fuck. I hope I don't get audited.
John, I know you will not mince words. Are you surprised that he got 414?
It was impressive. I thought he would get around 4 minutes.
I was hoping
the way his Instagram video looked. I didn't know if he'd fall apart. And if he said it went downhill at 65, and if that's what going downhill is for him, no wonder he's the fittest short stature man in the world.
Say he's 30. He's 37.
I know that's crazy old for an
really?
The champ.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't know that.
Damn.
Taylor, same to you. Don't mince words. Just let it fly. Did you think he would get a 414?
Bryson texted me before the show. He goes 450, I'm betting. And I was like, no, dude, I think he can go sub four. And when you proposed it, I was like, man, I don't think he has a chance to beat Colton. And I obviously stand by that. And it's had nothing to do with like, you know, body size or anything. It's just the difference between being the 19th fittest human being in the world.
Right.
Across
right.
anyone.
Right.
You know,
versus the 13 people he goes against.
Exactly. And that's not shooting
that's
on
not
him.
Against him.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, stand by. Sarah, hi, you're live.
Hey, should we double the $1,000?
To $2,000? Well, that would be extremely generous of you.
How do you think the today went?
The show?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. The guy fucking, I mean, he did 749 the first time he did it last week. And that means today
I've
he
been
just,
watching. Yeah. I've been watching.
All right. All right. So four, look at her bullying me. She's like, yeah, I know. I've been watching. Hey, how do you think the show went? I thought it went great.
It was amazing. amazing. I was watching the whole thing, so I'm very proud of him. And yeah, let's do 2,000. Let's double it and take off everyone's contributions, and let's give it to him.
Awesome, 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 awesome. You're a doll. Thank you.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Bye, Sarah.
Hey, Sevan, bye. If you
So Dang. He's got 800 plus that's 13. It's $3,300.
$3,300.
Good grief, dude. I 100%. I've been talking to my wife about buying.
Oh,
Harley.
Shit. Wait, one second. Hold that thought. We have a controversy. 832.94 and 832.95.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
I got 840.72.
I've been in Augustus's DMs asking him about my taxes and shit.
Hey, I'm gonna get a there's gonna be a Reddit thread about how I'm stealing money from Tim Murray.
Hey, you go ahead and let Sarah know. I will do 100 burpees for time anytime she wants. She's just
dishing she can just
it out
call
like
you at
that.
3 a.m. and ask you to do it
anytime.
Oh my God, Andrew. Now here's the most important question. Let's say he just focused on burpees. The training piece. Oh, listen, guys, JY Barbell, if you want to get strong, if you want to go to the CrossFit Games, or you just want to fucking not be a fat piece of shit anymore, we got two guys above, Hiller Fit Fitness and Taylor. So this is good for all three of you. We'll start with Hiller.
Yo.
Could he work on – could you put together a training program where he could beat 319, where you could actually take a minute off of that score?
I think he could.
Through diet and training?
I'd have to imagine – that he's only been doing that for, I don't know, a week and a half or two. I'd say it's plausible. I'd put
a minute, 25%.
I'd put a 10 to 15% chance on it, which isn't great.
I would say it would take more than a year. Here's the thing. He was at a burpee for 2 second pace through 20. So at 20, he was on pace.
John, you don't know anything about developing a metabolic pathways. Listen, dude.
Hey, by the way, if you want to hear the craziest shit John Young has ever said, ever, go to the barbell. Leave this show right now. Go to the barbell spin and just start at the end after Jake and fucking Colton leave. He says the craziest shit ever. Stuff a four-year-old knows about the CrossFit Games. The senior analyst in the CrossFit space, John Young, shows us that there's some things he's clueless about. So go over and watch it. Go ahead. Sorry, Taylor.
If you watch his burpees back, there are a lot of points where he stutter steps, stops, like turns around, is not smooth with his jump over. So just there alone, I think he can take 20, maybe 30 seconds off. Also, I think looking at him, like you look at Colton and you like pinch his belly, he's got no body fat. Tim Murray looks like he's carrying a little extra weight. And I think that if he lost 5-7 pounds, maybe leaned out a little bit, ate extremely clean, which a lot like metabolic training is a lot of what you consume, and trained for a year, I think he for sure can take 50 seconds off of that. For sure, 50 seconds, maybe a minute.
John Young, senior analyst in the entire CrossFit space. What does your big brain say?
I don't disagree with that, but it's a minute and 25 seconds. And
To beat Colton? It's
no,
a minute.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're
it's
right,
a,
right.
It's, the, 50, the, it's 55 I just, seconds.
I think you could take 30 seconds off with movement. But I just think it would take long. I'm not saying he couldn't do it. I just think it would take longer than a year.
I don't think.
Look
it
at
would take
Sarah. Can't get, look at Sarah. Can't give her money away fast enough. Sevan, tell me. I'm going to. I'm as soon as the show's over, you will be the first person I call.
I think if all he was worried about 100 burpees for time, he could fucking beat it in 6 months.
Made more money than he probably makes winning the CrossFit Games. We should do this every year.
Hey,
he made more money than they made at the semifinals last year, I think.
You know what I mean?
But listen, we wouldn't have had him on the show if he didn't win the CrossFit Games.
That's true. $3,300. Jeez, dude. So what would you buy with that right now, John Young?
Hold on. No, John, don't answer that. This is my show. Listen, here's why. At first, I thought you guys were full of shit. But here's the thing. You can take someone who can do 20 strict pull-ups, who's 15 pounds overweight, have them lose that 15 pounds. And they can all of a sudden do 30 strict pull-ups. You can take a 175 a 70 pound man, get him down to 160 pounds, and he'll add 50% more pull-ups. And so maybe you're right. I can't tell how lean he is. I don't know what's underneath that shirt. Maybe he's just a fucking fire hydrant.
No, he's not. He could lose a little weight.
Yeah,
just a little bit.
Look at
I had
Tim.
A running
you come
coach.
On the show, you get money, and then all we do is judge your body. What do you
I think? Had a running coach that told me I had like 2.5 to 5 pounds to lose and I could take like 20 seconds off my mile. I was like, no way. And she made me run a mile holding change plates. Isn't that crazy? And I was like, damn, you know, it's different for sure, but it puts things into perspective.
Don't tell Amanda Barnhart what. Get with the programming.
Don't tell Amanda Barnhart. Oh, well, she can't lose any weight.
Yeah, she's a brick shit house.
Yeah, she's a fucking lean as fuck. Are we looking at the 2024 champ
right now? Yeah, you're looking at him right here.
Yeah. Tim Murray wins it again.
Yes.
Did you just announce you're competing, Taylor?
He just has massive balls too, dude. Like to have the fucking stones to do that. That says a lot. I really respect that. I
definitely think he could beat Jake next year.
In what?
100 bar facing burpees.
I don't even know how hard Jake is training. Jake's really, I don't. And the other thing is 340 is still wicked fast.
Crazy.
Colton beat me in 24-1 by 20 seconds.
What?
How fast do you think you can do that, John?
100 bar facing burpees?
Yeah.
5 minutes.
5 minutes?
No, you cannot.
No way.
No.
Yeah.
No shot. I'll bet you $100, dude. You want to make $100 cash?
John, if you can't do 5 minutes.
Five flat. You got to get five flat. If you're 501, you'll be $100.
Tomorrow, you got to retire from CrossFit.
Bet.
You're gonna my God. Tomorrow. There's no way. John, can we stream that?
I know.
I can't do it tomorrow, but I will make a bet. I'll make a bet on 100. I'll make a bet on that. Sure.
He's going to be sore for a week, dude. It's going to fuck up his quarterfinals. Okay.
After quarterfinals, I'll do it.
I can do it in 20 minutes.
Burpees, do it tomorrow.
After
a lot of contractions, dude. His chest is going to be so sore. He's not going to be able to snatch when the weights come up.
This fucking nerd will do a 185 SOTS press, but you won't go do 100 burpees?
Yeah, it takes 3 seconds. It's easy. That stuff's easy. That 100 bar facing burpees hurts.
What? Hey, I want to thank a couple people again. Of course, CA Peptides. I want to thank Tim Murray. I want to thank CrossFit Cove. I want to thank Mike Halpin. He sent me a picture from the event. I don't know how he got it. I guess he was there. I also want to thank Lisa, who's the media director for the CrossFit Games that are adaptive division that's in San Antonio, for getting us the media assets we needed. And also thank Kevin Ogar. He's been great. I've bugged him a few times live on the show. So I want to make sure. And of course, thank all you guys. Maybe we should start a poll. Can anyone start a poll? Can John do 100 burpees, bar facing burpees? Oh shit. I will pay John $500 if he does
You're
it tomorrow
pussy
and beats 4
for that.
I will try to do that. I don't think I can beat 445, but I will try.
Dude, you film this whole fucking thing tomorrow, bro.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I was going to go watch the
John,
new Civil
I'm so
War
glad
movie.
I'm not you.
I got to watch it.
No, it's fine. I'll try it tomorrow.
Hold on. You think you could do it under 7?
No.
7 for 7? No?
No.
No? Why not?
Fuck you, dude.
I don't know. I just don't. Those look fucking hard.
What is that? 13 a minute? 15 a minute?
The last time I tried 50 and it was just clapping over my head. I did 50 in like 2 minutes and 1 second.
That's harder than a bar facing.
And I was hurting.
That's fast, dude.
I need to, I'll try again. And that was probably a year ago. Yeah. I think 20 minutes is fair for me.
I've been lit on fire for less money.
Yeah, dude. I got a fucking brand on my ass. That's funny. Doesn't he a stunt, dude?
I think that's it.
Can John do sub 5 minutes? Wow, it's 50-50. Jeez Louise.
Wow. That's not 50-50, bro. It's 60-40, dude. 60-40. The people hate you. Sarah?
Oh, my God. Holy shit. All right.
I'll give it a crack.
No, dude. You don't give it a crack. You fucking shit. Do it.
I know. What's bad, though, is like I'm going to try to sell my soul, and I don't have the tank that Tater Tot has, and I'm just going to get to
set. Can John and I go head-to-head? Can John and I go
start?
Can John and I go head-to-head? I need some money, dude. I'm paying taxes over here. I could use $1,000.
Yeah,
if you want to donate
Let's do it.
And by the way, if anybody else in the chat just wants to donate to John and I's show, too, that'd
be awesome. Shit. Look at all the crazy shit that's going on. Taylor, I'll Venmo you $500 if you beat my time tomorrow.
I'm definitely not doing it, dude.
What?
Fuck no.
Dude, talk all this crap.
Oh, my God. You've been talking so much shit, like, dude.
No fucking way. Thursday's my rest day, dude. I don't give a fuck.
Jake, listen, Jake. I'm in a chat with Taylor, and we're never allowed to talk about what's in the chat, but I'm going to break that rule. He was fucking talking mad shit that he could beat your time when you were done. Mad shit, dude. Mad shit.
Dude, oh, I'm shit. Rich now. I don't need $500.
Oh, shit, John. This isn't going to be pretty for you. Hi, Sarah.
No, I just said I would give him $1,000 if he did it under 5 minutes.
I'll video it tomorrow.
We gotta
be live.
Dude. We gotta stream that. Okay, thank you, Sarah. That will be crazy.
Yeah, I put it in the text.
I see. You're getting us all riled up. John's losing his mind here.
And if he doesn't make it, he has to pay me $1,000.
Oh my
God! No bet at all. You made that really easy for me. I guess I'm not doing 100 burpees tomorrow.
In 5 minutes, we'll pay him. We'll Venmo him $1,000 as well.
All right. Thank you, boy.
Which also means that he's a CA peptide athlete.
Oh, wow.
John Young, CA.
I don't know if I'm allowed to be that.
To be honest.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you can be. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Sarah.
Is he going to do it tomorrow?
We're still pressuring him.
John Young, Barbell 501.
Okay, bye.
Dude, if I had 501, I would just die.
So listen, seriously, Taylor, I'll pay you I will seriously pay Taylor $500 if he beats Berman tomorrow. Berman also said he'll pay you $500, so you can make $1,000 tomorrow, Taylor.
I'm not doing it.
And John, you could make $1,000 if you break 5 minutes. John Young is so unfit that people pay him $1,000 to see him do basic exercise. Jesus, Mason. Jesus Christ. Okay, sorry, we have it in account. Hold on, we're just $100 from Taylor, $1,000 from CA Peptides. No, there wasn't a $500 from another source.
There was the guy Luis Lemos.
That was,
but his was 4:45. His time's insane. 4:45 is insane. Can you do 4:45, Taylor?
Bro, fuck you, Sevan. This is you. Listen,
he doesn't know. He doesn't know. Yes, he can, Sevan.
Taylor might take on 445.
He says some dickhead shit like this to get me all riled up to make me do something that he doesn't think I'm gonna do. He just makes one comment like that, and then it's off to the races.
I just want another big show.
I'm mature, bro. I'm not doing burpees tomorrow.
Hey, think of all the crazy shit that's on the internet that people watch. Like, people are watching video games and all sorts of just fucking dumb shit. And here we're watching people work out and getting inspired to do fucking healthy stuff. People paying money, other people money just to go into the dark zone. All right, let me see that one more time.
Do 20 burpees in the first 30 seconds.
Colt? No.
Maybe Jake did. Someone did.
Jake was
John goes sub 5. 38% say yes. 62% say no.
Jake was flying to start, dude. He was like 3:10 pace.
He was ahead of Colton for 40 burpees.
Yeah, he was flying. Hey, yeah, I'm not hurting like that tomorrow.
Are there any games athletes that can beat Jake? Can Adler beat Jake?
Jake's pretty darn fast.
I don't know. It'd be close though.
How about Yellow Hosta
in that battle?
Fuck no to Yellow Hosta.
Yellow Hosta would not get him. No.
I don't think there's anyone.
What's his face? Victor Hoffer would probably have a pretty decent.
I'm gonna take Jake in that battle.
I take Jake too. To be honest, I don't. This is the thing.
Noah.
No. All right.
What about the dude with the gray sweats? Is that Hapalainen? The guy you could see his dong in his sweats? Or was that...
So far, everybody you've said is over 6 foot tall.
Uldis
Upanex. Could Uldis do it?
No. Not
I'm going to take Jake on all of these, man.
Yeah. The only other guy, I think, is Alex Katulis, and he's not a games athlete. And to be honest, what was... Colton was 319. Jake was 340. Mm-hmm. I was 540 and 24.1, and Colton was... 519. So that's like, I don't know, dude.
Wow.
340 is fast.
Can anyone with a vagina beat Berman?
No,
there's not on planet Earth, not one vagina.
Dude, a girl with a vagina beat me in 24.1. I think she had a vagina.
Yeah, but there's also dumbbell snatches, and those are...
I bet Christy Aramo could give him a run.
No, she could not.
How about Tia?
Accurate.
No.
How did I know you were talking about Uldis when you just mentioned his cock?
Everyone's known for their specialty. Hey,
does he know that about himself?
Dude.
What he's known for in the CrossFit space?
Yeah, how can he not?
I don't know.
Oh, Christy Arimo, that's a good take, but no.
I bet she'd be close.
Yeah, I bet she would be close too, Christy, for sure. Maybe Kristen Holt as well. Those are good takes.
She'd be close to 4 minutes, maybe.
Yeah. Go back.
She did like 4:06 in the last chance qualifier.
That would be a great show, dude. How about Fee Sagafi?
I'm going to look up that last.
Look up those times, Taylor, because I think Arimo won that.
What year was that, 21? Jeez.
Arimo won what?
The 100 burpees to a target for time.
Which event was that?
Yeah, Taylor went 4:21 on that. That's not even good.
Damn.
Oh, what the?
I mean, I think that's pretty good, but not compared to these bars.
I was 4:22. All right. Cole Grayshaber beat me. No fucking way. That guy cheated.
okay, let me give you some names. Let's go through the top girls. Laura Horvat, Emma Lawson.
No. Oh, okay. Here we go. Christy was 4:16 in 100 burpees to a 12-inch target.
12-inch target.
Jesus. I don't know.
Christy Arimo could do it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, she's too. Isn't that the High Rocks chick right now?
Yeah, but she's not the fake one like Mal. She's actually fit.
I know.
How about Emma Carey?
She did a High Rock. Like the High Rocks chick is probably Miriam Van Roer.
Emma Carey would be a good pick, but she's not competing right now. She's off in search of Christ.
All right. Bailey Rail.
No.
Ellie Turner.
No. The fuck no. She'd hurt her back.
Ellie couldn't
sorry,
be
I'm being impolite. I'm not practicing my family core values.
Impolite.
Right now. Holy shit.
I've always thought your name was synonymous with politeness, Taylor.
Synonymous with politeness.
Yeah, like Taylor, polite.
Dude, Christy Arimo almost beat me in the 3-rep deadlift.
Okay, let me ask this. How about Carrie Pearson or Prime?
No.
That's decent. I mean.
No, they're not better than Christy Arimo.
Yeah. I would take Christy with that 4:16. That's a crazy time.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Fuck her, dude. She beat the next person, Fee Sagafi, in the last chance. The next closest person was 4:44.
Wow.
Dude, that's annihilating.
And if you watch, and her video is out there on YouTube, like she just never stops and it's the same pace. It looks exactly what Colton did, but just, you know, in a different version of burpee.
Kara Saunders, that's a good guess.
Too heavy. Too big. Yeah. Not in a bad way. She's just she's thick.
No. Right. Sam just Briggs wasn't. This is about speed.
Yeah. Christy
Sam Briggs might could do 500 burpees for time faster than everybody, but not 100.
Spoken like the senior analyst that you are. And then there was some shit talking about this, that basically there's people in the grid league that would destroy.
They're not
this.
Fit enough.
Fuck no. Yeah, they wouldn't. No, dude. No grid league nerds. This is the fucked up thing about the last chance. This is why I fuck CrossFit HQ real quick. I took like top five and 3 out of 4 workouts. They didn't show a single video of me.
Listen, this is one of those shows that kind of bridges the gap and brings the community together. Not where you lob, hand grenades at the mothership. That's tomorrow morning. So this is
that's her.
Goodness gracious,
dude, look, she's jumping.
Look,
high
it's that
too.
Speed the whole time.
Yeah, but she did use a maxi pad. You see that thing? That's kind of lame.
I don't know. That thing's taking. That thing's probably harder to push off.
No, it's not. You bounce off it, dude. I did it on the hard.
Oh, and you had to rotate. I forgot about that.
Did the first 50 and 2-0 something. Wow. You know how hard it is to do a burpee next to that wall?
Not that hard.
Oh, it's hard.
Dude, stop.
It's because you're
tomorrow morning. Oh, yes. Sevan versus Sporty Beth would be electric.
That would be amazing, dude.
That would be awesome.
I hope Sarah Cox comes in the chat and says 20 grand to the winner of.
Oh, dude. Sporty Beth
versus Sporty Beth.
Sporty Beth wouldn't do it for 30 grand.
But Sporty Beth has to do it on the Sevan podcast channel. No, she's got to do it on my channel.
Tomorrow, Brooke Entz is coming on. Ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, we just did Tim Murray 100 bar facing burpees for time, brought to you by CA Peptides. They gave him $2,000. Sarah Cox called in. Go to capeptides.com. And then I think the chat, you guys raised almost $1,000. And then Mike Artunian gave $500. So it was a nice little pay evening. For Tim Murray, it pays to be fit.
Made more than fifth place to the semifinals this year.
I did the literal workout, you dumbass.
898.89. from the crowd.
It's pretty good.
Look at that's listen, dude, Stevan.
Yeah.
That's your community, dude.
No.
Shut up. Community. That's the kind of people, dude. I'm just saying. That's the kind
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. That's cool. Yeah. Yeah. Can we get to 1,000? I fucking hate you guys. You're an embarrassment.
Fuck. I heard Talking Leaf Fitness made almost that many sales in Ratchet last week.
Oh shit. I will give $750 if Taylor beats Berman's time tomorrow.
I don't believe this guy for a second. If you donate half that to the super chat right now.
No, don't do it. Because listen, that guy gives hundreds of dollars regularly. Like, this is one of those people who donates $100 at a time.
I'm not doing it.
All right. Just saying. All right.
Fuck you guys.
No, we don't get you. It. YouTube takes 30%. Tim will get 600. No, I'll make sure he gets the whole thing. I'll make sure he gets the whole thing.
Okay. Oh, Jake's gonna match it. That's 1,500, Taylor.
No shit, it says that.
Yeah.
Where does it say that? I'll match that. Oh,
said Joshua says, "Oh, where here? I'll match
that." Fuck.
Taylor, didn't you want a Harley, dude?
Oh my god. 4 minutes to get
a Harley. Come on.
Oh my god.
I'm not doing it.
This is a lot of.
I've got to be stressed out for this fucking stupid quarterfinal thing we're doing in a week. I'm not adding another layer on top of it. It's too much for me. Not doing it. My wife just texted me. If this is her, oh my god, I'm not doing it.
Did she just tell you don't be a pussy?
No, she didn't.
Holy shit! Asymmetric ears, don't do it, Taylor.
Yeah, I'm not fucking doing it, dude.
But listen to this, true CF Taylor, bro. That means do it.
Don't lay off John either. There's still a 1,000 on the line.
Yeah, fuck you guys. Get off my back, dude. You've seen me lay my dick on the line.
Yeah. Crazy. 952.45. Holy cow.
Can you do 100 over a box in, Taylor?
100 over a box?
Yeah.
No idea. I've never done it.
Dude, Patrick Vellner has 100 burpee box jump overs on YouTube, and it's one of the most impressive things I've ever seen.
What was the time on that?
He never stops. He never stops.
You remember his time?
He's Patrick Vellner, but what was his time?
I'll look it up right now. I don't know what
else. Hey, Suze, I'll be back in 2 seconds. My generator's doing something weird.
Wow, look at this. Therapy is working for me.
Is it 5:37? Damn, that's fast. Why is this in Spanish?
5:37.
Yeah, 5:37, 100 burpee box jump overs for time.
So almost 20. So not quite 20 a minute.
Yeah, but somebody's got to explain why it's in Spanish.
Oh, it's not even facing.
It's this, but he does this the whole entire time, and then he actually speeds up on the last 20.
All right, I'll go to the last 20.
What year is this from?
4 years ago.
2020. Sheesh.
The burpees of the muerte. Yeah. What's muerte?
Death. Los burpees de la muerte.
Of the day.
It's death, like dying by burpees.
Oh. Okay.
Or burpee death.
I was saying, I think I've done that.
Heidi's in the comments asking for more dick.
More dick.
Jeez, chill, guys.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was Day of the Dead, like Judy said. But like, I don't get it.
What was Villainer's time for the burpees?
5:37.
Wow, holy shit! That's
what I mean. I think Jake Berman and Colton would be hard pressed to beat that time.
Hard pressed to beat that?
Yeah,
I'm 100% beating that.
Tomorrow.
Fuck you, John. I don't have anything to lose, dude. I'm not doing it tomorrow. I got quarterfinals next week. You do it. We know
I'm quarterfinals next week too.
Guys,
I don't.
Guys, this week what's today? Is today Wednesday or Thursday?
Wednesday.
Okay. So guys, hold on.
Sorry, Sevan.
Next week at this time, I believe the quarterfinal workouts will be coming out. We'll probably have at least one or two shows that day. And then Thursday, we have Taylor Self versus the World. It's going to be big. It is going to be the only place where you can watch live quarterfinal competition. And the guys who are putting it on the line, because of the nature of this competition, Taylor, Colton, Dallin, and Jason Hopper will be putting it on the line. And the other athletes will be watching them, and so they'll be exposed. And so they're putting a lot on the line. There will also be some pretty damn good prize money that will be brought to you by Born Primitive and CA Peptides. They are going to be wild shows. They are going to be full days. Thursday is going to be a full day. I'm guessing we'll go at least four times live and maybe five. And then same with Friday, four or five times live. Also, I don't know if I've shared this with you guys. It will be Fee Sagafi versus I think it's Lindsay Lane from CrossFit Crash. Yeah, which is going to be amazing. I do believe she won the Crash Crucible. So those will be the pre-shows. Those will be the shows that we did with Bryson ahead of time. It is going to be a wild 2 days. Now, I have something that I don't know for sure, but on Saturday and Sunday, there's a chance that some of these guys will be repeating the workouts. And we're not sure exactly how we're going to give away the prize money, but we do have a bunch of prize money to give away. We're going to work out the details. But if they're going to be repeating the workouts, we're still working out how we're going to figure out the scoring, if the repeated workouts are going to go to the score, how exactly it's going to happen. But those are going to be wild days, and you're going to want to watch. The winner for quarterfinals, the fastest times for quarterfinals, there's a very good chance it's going to be one of these four guys are going to win every single workout. There's workouts that Taylor is going to be the best in the world at. Colton's going to be best in the world at. Jason's going to be – not Jason. Down's going to be best in the world at. And so it's going to be a crazy time. There'll be a lot of big names in the house, it's going to be a good show. So don't forget to tune in for that. It's going to be a wild week. And then, like I said, tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Jeez, uh-oh. Oh, now what's going on? Oh, shit. Brace yourself, everyone. Sarah, hi.
I don't mean to be annoying.
No, you're never annoying.
Whoever wins the quarterfinals wins 5,000 votes.
Wow. You mean of those four guys?
Whoever you want.
Wow.
Whoever you want. I'm the fucking people's champ, even if I take last. Let's go.
I just heard like a little bit about.
Listen. And I'm like, listen.
$5,000.
So first place. Thank you, Sarah. This is a wonderful. I love you. Money can buy love. Yeah. Don't let anyone tell you different.
I love you no matter what, but I think it's great. Let's put it all on the line.
You should see Sousa's smile. It's like his cheeks are going to break.
I haven't even spoken to Sarah for 6 months, but yeah, whoever wins the quarterfinals with whoever you want to do the competition.
Yes.
Is $5,000.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Love you, bye.
All right, Taylor. Breaking news. First place for the quarterfinals. Either Colton Mertens of Teeny Weeny Weenies, Taylor Self of Sentinel Training, Jason Hopper of
Crash
of doing videos with your wife, psychiatry, or Dallin Pepper. One of them is going to go home with $5,000. Crazy. Oh, we did it. Yeah, you guys are fucking awesome. We did it. Did my mom donate any money? I'm gonna be pissed. I didn't even see. I saw my mom in the chat on fucking Barbell Spin. I haven't seen her in the chat on my own goddamn show. Sorry, I try not to say those two.
I'm gonna fucking murder myself next week. I'm not even kidding.
That sounds like a suicide threat.
Yeah, I'm 100%. Call the hotline, bro. Report me, dude.
Okay.
I'm at risk.
Last question. I'm going to go around. Are you surprised at how Colton Mertens looked after his performance, John Young, on just how quickly he recovered?
No, man. Colton's a freaking – he's something else.
Taylor, any surprise in how Jake Berman looked?
We don't. First off, we don't know how Colton looked because he went and hid off the camera for 3 minutes before he came
also
back.
Also fair.
And no, not surprised at all.
And Andrew Hiller, what about Tim Murray, 2023 CrossFit Games champion, fittest man? He seemed like he was ready to go.
Hey, Tim Murray jumping over that bar is no. I mean, I'm not trying to play the whole like. He's a short dude thing. It's harder for him to jump over.
Oh, you can do that. It's hard.
It's harder.
Yeah.
I would say that's just as impressive as their times, if not more. That's 6-inch jump is a son of a bitch for him.
No, I agree.
So yours. Wow.
He had to jump higher to go over the bar than I did to do the 12-inch burpee to target. Because when you're reaching with one hand, you can reach higher. When you stand up on your tippy toes, that's 4 inches. And then I only have to jump 4 inches to touch that 12-inch target. He had to jump higher doing the burpee.
I mean, just think about someone who's like 6'8 doing a 24-inch box jump versus someone who's 5'8. That 1 foot, like where their hips are relative to how high they got to jump, it's a huge difference. Watch a tall dude do some box jumps. It's easy.
Yeah.
Easier.
Crazy. You guys heard it. $2,000 to Tim Murray plus $1,000 from the chat here plus $500. Taylor, you can be sponsored athlete too. Jeez.
Dude, I'll 100% be sponsored. I don't get
hey, don't take my sponsorship now.
You don't
Sarah.
Want to sponsor John. No.
You poo pooed it. Your religious ass won't put needles in your body.
See, Peptides has been extremely generous with the show. Let us learn a little something about administering peptides from Andrew Hiller. The information and content provided here are available to the makeover only and are not intended as or to be considered substitute for professional medical
advice, diet, or treatment. The views and opinions expressed do not reflect those of medical professionals or medical use. Duh. This is called Melanotan 2. It's supposed to accelerate tanning, and it's also supposed to increase sexual arousal. And I think that the second one is actually more of a side effect than it is the main goal. Everybody wants to know how to reconstitute these things. Remember, the first thing is that you need the bacteriostatic water. Second thing that you need to do is you are constantly using these alcohol swabs. Now here's the thing, you got two separate needles. Never reuse the same needle. So what I'm gonna end up doing is I'm gonna put 2 milliliters of water into there. It's just sucking the water in there. Yeah, I'm not doing that. That's how you know that the peptides are good. Now, I'm insane, so I like to re-sterilize the top of it. I just put the pad on there and I just twist it. And I'm just gonna go right here, right next to my belly button. So I pull this out, put the tip in. Yeah, just the tip. Make sure there's no air bubbles in there. So you give it a flick, the bubbles rise to the top. Pull this out, and then I just stick it in my stomach right there. Very slight little pinch. It's like the world's smallest bee. It doesn't even matter. I'm done, just like that.
Yeah, Augustus Link.
Someone else text me saying they'd match that 500 for John to go 445.
They just said Pat Vellner did over the box in 5 something. There's no fucking way John does 445.
Do people bitch about you being sponsored by peptides?
No, yeah. Just like one or two retards.
Well, they're fucking pussies, if so. Because Sarah,
yeah, they're dumb fucking assholes. On
she
right.
Just stimulated the entire economy, dude.
And hey, and just so you guys know, she's like a legit fucking badass CrossFitter.
Yeah, she maybe squat at what 255 or something like that, something crazy.
She is a 25? She is legit, like got crazy time. She got a, I think it's more impressive, she did a 185 for 20. She may have even gone to the regional.
That's what
year.
It was. She did she 2015.
Yeah.
Hey dude, she did the open workout 0.1 in under 8 minutes, I think it was. She did it 3 or 4 times.
Okay. So Brooke ends tomorrow morning 7 a.m. John, any final words?
No, it was a fun show. I think Tim put on a show for us. What?
Doing that thing tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Live?
I have to do it in the morning. Y'all can do live in the morning.
What time? What time?
Let's go.
8 o'clock Central.
Which that's is 10 a.m.?
It'd be 6 for you.
Oh, yeah, I can do it.
You're going to do it too?
No. I can stream it. Spin could stream it too.
8 a.m. Central. 8 a.m. Central.
I can speak for Spin.
Eastern.
He's giving me the authority.
Dude, I can be on.
So we're gonna do it live tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Before.
Yeah, let's call it 8:30. So like I can get set up. Like I have classes and stuff
that's,
going
that's
on.
Perfect.
I got it.
Time out. Let's make sure we have the correct amount of money that people have offered up in the comments. We know that Luis Lemos, he said 500 for sub 445, but that's at least on the table. Who else?
We don't got to worry about sub 445.
Didn't shut up, dude. Don't stop now, dude. You're going to go ham. Who did, what did Sarah Cox say? $1,000?
$1,000 for 5 minutes.
I got a 500 for 445.
So that's 2 500s for 445, or is that the same guy?
And 100 from you. No, we got, I think we got 1,000 from Sarah for 5 minutes and 100 from you.
Fuck yes. You. He's got what do you? Oh, hey, back me up, Chad. I need 2 people donate $50.
All right, guys, there is a chance we'll be on before Brookends comes on tomorrow. We will be watching John Young do some burpees. Someone will give cool. A standee for 445. I will throw in a standee. I'll throw P. Diddy, will throw in a standee. All right,
oh. I'd probably do that for I don't know, like $500.
Thanks again. Hey, I am going to keep the $35 and 97 cents. I'm just going to round it down. I hope no one minds. Better start a Reddit thread. Love you guys.
Oh, we got another 50.